Rock7.com.
Hey, welcome in everybody to Let's Get Local here for today's broadcast. Middle of November approaching. It is November 12th. Jason Hafeman, your host of the program, Let's Get Local today. Happy to join you here in Madison, Wisconsin from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison. And actually, we get a chance to talk with Darcy of Solidarity Realty here coming up during the program. We have some other wonderful guests, but we kick things off today with Dr. Richard June over at Isthmus Eye Care. It's been a little while since we talked to you, Dr. June. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great. I'm wearing my Buck sweatshirt for two reasons. It's chilly now. We're in that part of November. But also, hey, the Bucks are off to a great start.
Absolutely. Very exciting stuff.
So tell us a little bit about Isthmus Eye Care. You guys have had some exciting developments, right, with a location downtown that you've been highlighting and bringing in more patients, serving more people. But tell people about your overarching mission here in Madison.
Yes, sir. We're a private practice. We're second generation owners. So Isthmus Eye Care began back in the mid-90s. Three doctors, Dr. Connors, Dr. Scott Jens, and Dr. Braginski. And then in the early 2000s, as some of the doctors started to retire, they brought in new doctors. So we're the second generation owners. We have seven doctors now. We have three locations. We just opened our downtown location on West Washington back in January. And kind of have it a grand opening like last month. So that's been super duper exciting. We have like new staff, which is always great. So now we have three locations, and we're now also providers of GHC, so Group Health Cooperative, so we can now serve those patients too for eye exams. So yeah, it's been a super exciting and crazy year. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep, and I may have been very close to an ulcer at some points. But luckily, we're part of a really great team, and we help each other. But basically, you know, we want to provide amazing quality and personalized eye care for the Madison and the greater Madison area. You know, one of the best things that we love to do is really connect and build relationships with our patients. Because we're second generation owners, there's longevity there. You know, we've been able to see people hit milestones, people get married, they have kids, they buy their first house, they graduate college. And there's really nothing more satisfying than seeing, you know, checking in with these people, you know, once a year.
We're talking with Dr. June over at the Isthmus Eye Care Centers, and again, multiple locations around Madison serving different sides of the city and area for patients of all kinds. Dr. June, why was it important to get that location kind of in downtown? Why was that important for you guys?
For a lot of different reasons. Part of it was serendipitous. One of our colleagues was retiring, and that was his location. So he reached out to us because we're part of this Vision Source kind of collaborative. And he was like, hey, would you guys be interested in that location? And since our other location's out by Cottage Grove Road, which is out by the East Great Dane, the other one's out in Middleton, having that central location would have been able to help us provide healthcare services to the downtown area, the university, and really just, you know, all over the place. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's been really, really fun because we've had like these long-term Middleton patients that we see downtown. We're like, what are you doing here? They're like, I work down the street. This is my lunch break. Let's hurry it up. And so it's been super cool to see the flow in between those different locations. So that's been super exciting too.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when you expand out or you reach out to different parts of the community, you do have that opportunity to serve your patients even a little, make it easier for them, right? And isn't that what we're all trying to do, is make things easier for people to work with us and do business with us and be served by us? We're talking with Dr. June of Isthmus Eye Care. The website, isthmuseye.com, now with three locations here in the area in Madison. So Dr. June, talk to us a little bit about the GHC component. I thought that was an exciting development. GHC, a Great Dane by Local member and presence here in the area. Nice for you guys to connect with them.
Yeah, they've been absolutely wonderful. Several months ago, they reached out to us and they're like, hey, would you guys entertain the idea of becoming GHC providers? And so we started these kind of long conversations and try to map out what that looked like. And, you know, GHC has an incredibly great reputation. As you said, Dane by Local, they reached out to us specifically because I think we had that third location. We're a well-established practice. And so, you know, it was simpatico. We were all kind of paddling towards the same thing. Like, let's help out Madison. Let's increase our capacity to help see people. They were booked out months and months ahead. So we're like, hey, let's take on some of that burden and let's help out some Madisonites.
It's fantastic developments over at Isthmus Eye Care. We're talking with Dr. June here, one of the doctors that you can see. Where can people find you if they're really interested in seeing you, yeah. Dr. June?
Absolutely. I go to all the locations. I'm at the downtown location Mondays and Fridays. I'm at the East location on Tuesdays, and I'm in Middleton on Thursdays. So I'm hopping all over the place because I'm just a hyper kind of guy.
All right. And for people that can see the video or see the Facebook stream, we see a lot of Marvel decor in the yes. background. What do you call yeah. this location that you're currently in?
So I remember from our last meeting, you had asked me a little bit about my hobbies, about how I collect action figures, because I'm like a super nerd. It's like not even funny. So this is like my office at home, which looks like a comic book store. So if you can see, I have like movie quality helmets up here and then I have like statues and action figures like everywhere. So I want to give you a peek into my hobbies. And, you know, now people would be like, that guy's a super nerd. And they would be correct.
Into the person behind the doctor. Hey, do you incorporate any of those pieces or items into your work with some of your patients, if they express yeah. an affinity to Marvel or those characters, yeah. or even, I think it'd be great with kids too, right?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So I specialize in pediatrics and like strabismus and eye turns and stuff. And so because I tend to have one foot in this world, it's really easy to strike up conversations with like patients who are into this stuff too. And a lot of them tend to be kids. A lot of times with some of the smaller kids and toddlers, you know, if they have trouble reading the eye chart, we have like a little box of miniature toys in each exam room. So those make really good fixation targets so we can see, you know, if their eyes are working correctly. Always a good way to like reach out and connect with people.
I'm sure getting those toys at Isthmus Eye Care had nothing to do with you. It was all for the kids, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, they just happened to be there, you know. Like Mario toys and stuff, so go figure.
We're talking with Dr. Richard June with Isthmus Eye Care, an important provider in our community. I think as we get a little more serious here, tell people a little bit about the mission of Isthmus Eye Care. You know, why are you, you talked about the longevity, you talked about the organization, but why is it still here and what are you trying to do and what are you trying to help people in Madison with?
Absolutely. So our mission is basically to provide the best possible personalized eye care for our community. We're pretty serious about community outreach as well. We just want to make sure that people are cared for. And, you know, sometimes, you know, life gets super busy and, you know, clinics also get really busy. We really try to take the time to kind of like listen to what you need, your problems, and try to give you that kind of, you know, personalized service where, you know, we really connect and we want to build a relationship with our patients.
You're listening to Let's Get Local here on Double Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM in Madison. We're talking with Dr. Richard June with Isthmus Eye Care. And Dr. June, another thing, okay, you guys have some fun over there.
Yes, sir.
Halloween costumes. Yeah. I think I saw a photo of you not that long ago. What did you dress as this year and how did that come about?
Yeah, so we like to have a Halloween kind of contest, but like a friendly competition between kind of all of our staff. Now that we have three locations, Dr. Connors and I have spent many years and months and days planning because we like to do kind of like a team combo. So this year he was Ted Lasso and I was Danny Rojas from the show Ted Lasso on HBO Plus. So go check out the Facebook page if you want to look back at our other past costumes. They're all a lot of fun. We have a ton of fun doing it, and you know, our staff loves it too. So it's always a good time.
Is there any have you done Ant-Man and the Wasp before, or any ideas on that?
Yeah, we haven't. There's been some, you know, we always toss out ideas and the staff, you know, like there've been like, should we, like 1 year, I think we did like everyone in the practice and one of the locations did like Harry Potter theme, which was kind of fun. Some people have like thrown out like kind of Marvel ideas. you know, I think when I was at the I dressed up like four times this holiday, this Halloween. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Like my girlfriend and I were like Bert and Ernie for like some party. And then on Halloween day, I think I put on this helmet, the Black Panther helmet. And then it was like the Ted Lasso stuff. But we were always throwing around ideas and we're actually planning ahead. As well, at least Dr. Connors and I, we have something in cahoots for the next several years. But it's always fun. But no specifically Marvel team up yet. But I think that could be in the works. But you'll just have to wait and see. Maybe for 2023 or 2024.
Nice. Keep our intrigue up. I think if you assembled the whole team, you might be able to have Avengers assemble, right? Potentially.
I think that's a great idea, yeah. Jason. You should come on over and put on a costume too.
If you need an extra body, I can fit into one probably. I can pull something off.
Fantastic.
Talking with Dr. June over at Isthmus Eye Care. And, you know, Dr. June, I think it's really important for people to understand a little bit more about how their eye health and vision health affect their overall health. So talk to the importance of that and that part of of why your services are so important, that people come in for regular checks and understand what's happening with their eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. This month is actually Diabetic Eye Disease Aware Month, and diabetes is a leading cause of blindness in people over 50 years old here in the United States. I think there's a new statistic saying something like 1 in 3 people in the United States might have diabetes now. So it's like, it's pretty huge. One of the ways that we can detect diabetes sometimes before your doctor can is by looking inside the back of your eye. So your pupil is the black hole in your eye. If you go all the way back, the inner lining is called the retina. And in the retina, we can sometimes see early signs of diabetes. And for a lot of people that don't get regular eye care, they can be like, hey, let's get an eye exam. And then take a nice image of the back of your eye on the OptiMap. And if there's blood there, we're sending you to your primary care provider to get screened for things like diabetes, high blood pressure, and a host of other diseases.
Dr. June, we appreciate you rolling with all the punches today, giving you plenty of reasons to check out Isthmus Eye Care. Fun reasons, good important reasons like you just explained, but also keep your eye open for those costumes for Halloween next year. Dr. June, always a pleasure. Keep up the great work. We love what you bring to our community. The website, isthmuseye.com.
Thanks, Jason. Always a pleasure to be on the show.
That is Dr. Rich from the Isthmus Eye Care Centers. Again, you can find him at any location specializing in pediatrics, but he'll help you at any age. And the team over there is fantastic if you haven't checked them out yet. Again, Isthmus Eye Care or isthmuseye.com, isthmuseye.com. Full service care here in the Madison area. 3 locations, including that downtown one, if that's more convenient for you. We'll be back on the other side of the break to connect with Darcy Haber of Solidarity Realty. You're listening to Let's Get Local. We're back here on the big show, Let's Get Local. Glad for you to be tuning in each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. to noon on the big station here, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 a.m. Right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We now have the opportunity to talk with Darcy Haber, one of our supporters of the station and a great friend here of what our work here at Civic Media. We bring Darcy into our program. First time on Let's Get Local. Darcy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason.
Yeah, it's great to see you and great to have you come into the Solidarity Realty Studios at this point. that your name's on it, so it's nice to have you here.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your business, Solidarity Realty. That's what our show is about, highlighting local business. Talk about your local business, please.
Absolutely. Well, we were founded in 2011, during the whole fight with Walker against unions, so that inspired our name, Solidarity Realty. And so we are now 11 years old, and we are a local independent real estate firm that we provide outstanding service, very personalized, but we emphasize and we do it all within the framework of striving for social justice, which includes environmental sustainability and consumer protection, which is an important one. So you know your realtor is honest and protecting you, whether you're a seller or a buyer.
I think it's so incredible, kind of the mission-focused realty work that you're doing. We know it can be a complicated process, especially for buyers who are completely unfamiliar with all the facets of it, let's say. So as a realtor and as a person with your background, talk about how important that is to kind of have your clients in the know, to represent them, to do what's best for them at all times.
Sure. Well, actually, my background is actually as a consumer protection attorney. So it does come naturally to me, and I have personally trained every realtor that works with me this way. So it's all about the needs of that client. We actually sign a contract with them that says their best interests come first. So for a first-time buyer, for example, we don't meet them at the house. That's not what we do. We don't wait for that call. Oh, I want to see this. We sit down with them proactively. You know, they hear our ads. They know not to call the sign. So they make an appointment with us, and we have a buyer consult first. We get to know them before we even put a search in the computer for them. I mean, they can look on Zillow beforehand, of course, but in terms of our work, we really want to start with sitting down and getting to know and describing the process that's about to happen, making sure that they get pre-approved for a loan if they haven't already, suggesting lenders, things like that.
It is nice to have someone in your corner that has all of those things in mind, because I mean I reflect back to home purchases in the past, and we've moved a few times and purchased a few different homes over the years, my spouse and I, but it's not like we're familiar with all the facets of the process or everything we need to know or have in place in order to act quickly if we're interested in a property. So to work with someone and to be able to lean into that and lean on you, I think would be very helpful for customers.
Absolutely. I mean, what the big thing that people need to know that they don't know, if they haven't listened to a radio station a lot, if they only listen on the weekends maybe, is that don't call the sign. So it is a consumer protection issue. We've tried to have legislation warning people, but people do not know, and there's really no way other than my little ads to educate folks that if you call the sign in front of the house that you want to see right then, yes, maybe you'll get to see it a little bit sooner, but what happens is if you want to write an offer on that property, you're going to be represented by that agent. You can't then say, oh, I want a buyer's agent now. That person, they will say, well, you can, but you'll have to pay out of pocket, which is 3%, generally 3%. With us, it's normally that or 2.5%, depending on whatever. But, you know, if you want it to be free, which it normally is for buyer's agents, you want to have that buyer's agent be showing you that property and not someone representing the best interest of the seller, because then you won't be represented. It's like going to court without a lawyer when you could have had a free lawyer.
We're talking with Darcy Haber, owner-founder of Solidarity Realty. The website is solidarityrealty.com. It has a great team. And Darcy, I love what you do too, and the fact that you're very focused on educating your clients and customers, but really educating everybody on the ways, kind of avoiding some of those trip ups or pitfalls or whatever that can be part of the process. So I think that's such a wonderful piece of your practice and an emphasis that you've put forward. How can people connect with you? If they want to work with Solidarity Realty, what are the best ways to reach out and connect with you now?
Well, we do have a phone number, of course, which is 608-284-9311. But as many people like to do, you can just go through our website. You can read bios about each one of our agents. You can read reviews of those agents and choose someone that you'd like to work with. Sometimes they're not free right now. What we do is we do limit the number of clients we take. If I see my agents getting really busy, I say, you're tapped out right now, right? Like, you're not taking anymore. And they're like, yep, I know, I'm not taking. So people have the idea of how much bandwidth they have, and we're very careful not to overburden and not to be greedy, because that's going to make lower customer service for the clients that we do have. We certainly have agents available right now. The current interest rate hikes have slowed the market, and no real estate agent ever admits it to you, so just know that when you ask a real estate agent how's the market, they'll always say it's great. But the truth is that it has chilled a little bit. It's not a terrible thing at all. One, I think realtors needed a little bit of a change of pace and to do things like go and do interviews at radio stations and promote their business. But also for new buyers, it's just a matter of understanding what how much house you can afford. And prices of homes just won't go up as fast. There won't be these kind of bidding wars. So it might be easier to get into a house. You might be, you know, only can afford a little less of a house. But if you need one, you need one, you know, and you should buy one. So the one thing is that, you know, people that have discretionary housing purchases, like upsizing to a lake home, they might want to put it off for a couple of years. But you can always refinance when interest rates go down anyway, so.
Darcy Haber and the team at Solidarity Realty. Don't call the sign. Call them, 608-284-9311, solidaritycom. Darcy, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for being a part of the station.
Thank you, Jason. Bye-bye.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. This is Let's Get Local. Welcome back to Let's Get Local here from Madison, Wisconsin. Talking with local businesses and organizations that are doing some wonderful things in our community, in the area, and a lot more than just their business. Most of these groups are really all about, just like you heard from Darcy Haber here, Solidarity Realty Studios, or Solidarity Realty, the business here from the Solidarity Realty Studios. Let me get myself straight there. Now we get a chance to welcome in a new guest to the program. It's going to be our first time featuring Yahara Bay Distillers, and Jordan Smith is with us this morning here to talk about what Yahara Bay has been doing, what you're up to, and you guys are doing a lot of fun things, Jordan. Thanks for being on the show today. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Jason. Thanks for having me on. We're excited to be here, man. This is really cool. It's the first time getting to do something like this.
Well, great. So Yahara Bay Distillers, I think a lot of people are familiar with your products and have seen a little bit about you, but tell people a little bit about the backstory of Yahara Bay Distillers and where you're located and what you're about.
Sure, sure. So the history of Yahara Bay, we are a distillery. We are Madison's first distillery. We were founded back in 2006. Our founder had the idea that he wanted to come out of retirement and try something new. So he started putting together the idea that he wanted to, you know, just do some small local, just kind of one-off hobby stuff, put together the money, and then in 2007 opened a really small batch distillery. It caught on really quickly. So quick, in fact, that 5 years later, we moved from our 5,000 square foot facility. We had outgrown it like crazy, so we're now in a 20,000 square foot facility, and we are on top of each other. We're looking for bigger space. We're already doing too much for the space as is. We're trying to find a new spot and figure out how to keep growing and keep pushing. But yeah, man, we do it all there. We've got over 35 products. Any vodkas, gin, whiskey, rum, you name it. If you want it, we've got it. We're out in Fitchburg. The way that I tell everybody to try and find us, if you know, we're Quivy's Grove. We're right across the street from Quivy's. As I was just talking to a couple other people earlier this week, we're still a bit of a hidden gem, and that's kind of been my job, is to uncover us a little bit more.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today. We're talking with Jordan over at Yahara Bay Distillers. YaharaBay.com is the website. Of course, Jordan, you refer to the location, the physical location, where you make product, where you invite people into the space that can obviously come in and purchase there. But they can purchase online in some other ways too. You, just like all the other businesses, have found a lot of ways for people to get your products. Tell us more about different ways they can connect with your products.
For sure. So we do have a retail space. We do have a bar and a retail space in our physical location out in Fitchburg. But we've managed to weasel our way into a lot of locations around Madison. You can find us in the Madison area, I should say. You can find us in any number of Hy-Vees. We're in all the Woodmans around the areas, a few select liquor stores, and we're also around south and southeast Wisconsin. We're in a bunch of the Piggly Wigglies. Like you mentioned, we do online orders. We can have them pick up. We can have them, you know, ready for you in less than an hour. We've got almost any way that, and we also do shipping as well to a number of states around the country. So we're trying really hard, man. If you've heard Yahara Bay and want our products, we're doing our best to get it out to you any way we can.
I love the fact too that you know, you've made it very convenient for people to find your products. And that's great local distribution and area distribution, like you talked about in the Hy-Vees and Piggly Wiggly's and making those connections. I mean, personally, when I go into, you know, a liquor store, I go into a grocery store, and I'm looking for some of those things, I mean, I'm walking past all the big brand names, you know. I'm looking for those things. So the fact that you guys are there, Jordan, I really appreciate.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of the unique hooks about us is that since we're small and we're more focused on making sure that everybody just knows the quality of what we have. In our physical space, we are big on try before you buy. Anything that's on the shelves, anything that you see or that you've heard about, we're more than happy and able to give you guys a sampling of any and everything that you got that we've got. Give you a little a taste of what's in the bottle before you go off of the bottle. And I teach them all to be ready with recommendations on what to do with every product, a couple cocktail ideas, and that goes to all of our sales guys out in the area that are doing tastings and samplings for everything. They're doing the same thing. We're making sure that we have options and recommendations and ways to make sure that, like, hey, if you're used to drinking like a typical 7 and 7 or something like that, we've got you, and we can figure out how to make it work and maybe give you something a little bit better too.
And I can speak directly to that. I had a great opportunity to stop in, and I was, you know, I was getting a gift for a family member, right? And I knew they like whiskey. I'm not an accomplished or even experienced, let's say, experienced whiskey drinker myself. So I really leaned on Jordan and your expertise to help me pick something out that was going to be a good match for this person. And you guys are so great at that. You know your products. You know what people are looking for when asked, and you can help find the right match that's going to be exactly what that person's looking for.
That's been one of my bigger pushes. I appreciate you saying that. That's been one of my bigger pushes since I've come on, is making sure that not only I know that all of our staff is educated and know how to talk and know the product, it's being able to talk to the product or talk to the customer about the product, making sure that they are able to put it down in terms that, you know, we work in it every day. It's easy for us to really, we can nerd out and get really specific about stuff, but making sure that we can still make sure that, you know, pass that enthusiasm in ways that people can still understand. It's like the big thing that I've been making sure that we do, and making sure that we're still relatable and connecting with people every time they walk in.
We're talking with Jordan Smith, hospitality director with Yahara Bay Distillers, the website yaharabay.com, yaharabay.com. Hey, Jordan, you know, so we've been talking about the product. We've been talking about Yahara Bay. You guys have also done some more interesting things with the space, right? Trying to get showcase local musicians, bring people into the space. Talk about more of those things that are happening, event type things that you guys are involved in.
And we're doing anything and everything. We've taken a real just, you know, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks type of mentality for it. That was a big thing that we were known for. Unfortunately, we you know, like many, almost everybody had to shut down during the start of the pandemic and everything. But we were known as a live music destination. A lot of people really looked to us. When I first started, that was a lot of, as we were, you know, gaining traction again, people were asking, hey, where's the music? Hey, where's the stuff going on? And trying to take some of that feedback and see, well, what do people want? What are we looking for? And also trying to get used to the new demands that everybody's looking for, trying to see what people want and what they're interested in coming out for. We're doing it all, man. We're partnering with a few local artists to try and bring in some cool, unique, new art into our gallery space. We've been doing a lot of music. We had a couple of comedy stand-up shows in there. We've been in talks with a lot of unique stuff, really, like I said, just giving people what we hope they want and see if they come back to us. But yeah, we were known as a total entertainment venue, and we're slowly building our way back there, trying to do it right and make sure that we have a good word of mouth and make sure that, you know, it's the groundswell that we used to have again. But we're doing it all.
this being a local show, I could certainly appreciate so much that as you're creating those opportunities to showcase local artists, to showcase local musicians, and even aspiring, you know, comedians, and or maybe ones that are really accomplished but locally based, you're keeping that mindset. You're giving opportunities as a local business. You're taking what you do and what you offer and something that has been known to your business, and you're offering other local entrepreneurs or citizens or community members that want to grow in a space, you're giving them more opportunities to do it. I think that's an amazing way to go about it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, that was the tagline founding with Yahara Bay, was the spirit of Madison. And being born and raised Madison kid, it means a lot to me to be able to do it for the community and actually be able to connect with people that are around here. That was always kind of the ethos in me taking this on, was that I was going to be able to do it with actual Madison and local product and artists and entertainers, and make that space really something that reflects our community. And not, you know, there's a time and place for the outside entertainment to bring in a bigger name and a bigger show and all those sorts of things, but really making sure that at the core of it, we are Madison.
Absolutely love that. We're talking with Jordan with Yahara Bay Distillers. Website is yaharabay.com. Jordan, something I really enjoy is finding out more about the backstory of the business and the evolution of the business. So you talked about your space and what you're doing with your product. Tell us a little bit about how that space has transformed in the last handful of years, and now what that's how that's helped you to kind of refine and really deliver the product you want for people.
Sure. So when we pre-pandemic, we were a very, like I said, an all-in-one entertainment space, art space, you know, a pretty good bar and, you know, everything all in one. Since everybody had to be forced inside and isolating, our production side took off. Everybody wanted to buy a lot of our product to keep themselves, properly hydrated while they're at home. So a lot of our production's taken off like crazy. Like I said, we're trying to find a lot more space to try and figure out how to increase our production and meet the demand that we've now created for ourselves all across Wisconsin. As far as me and what I do, you know, in-house every weekend at the Yahara Bay tasting room, it's given me the chance to really hone in and focus on making craft cocktails that showcase our product really well, doing a lot of unique stuff. I've been in the hospitality industry for over a decade now and really been able to figure out unique ways, inventive, creative, that I've never thought of doing something like that in a way that, you know, gives somebody a unique experience and gives it that Yahara, you know, making sure that it's the Yahara Bay flair that's attached to it. So we're getting a chance to really do some cool stuff and make sure that it's a good showcase, making the tasting room a good showcase for the name and the expectations that people already have now for us out in Wisconsin.
Another thing I think is important and that I appreciate is local sourcing of ingredients that you guys utilize to make your product, right? So talk about why was that important and how do you think that benefits you?
It's kind of a two for one. I'll answer both those questions all at once. It gives us a lot of authenticity. It makes it, when we say that we are local and we are Madison and we're based in Wisconsin, it's a way that we can really, it gives us a line to adhere to and always strive for. All of our, you know, like our apple brandy, a lot of our apple products, it's all sourced out of the Kickapoo Valley. All of our grains are locally sourced. We do all of our mash bills. We do everything that we can to make sure that it is our product coming from as close to home as we possibly can. We do partner with plenty of people of the different distillers and partners. Now we're technically across the country. We've got a couple of guys that we just hooked up with down in Florida. So we're getting a little more across the country, but a lot of our partnerships are still based right in Wisconsin, making sure that we're spreading the love back around the home also.
I think that share back kind of to support local growers and farmers and products, so important to make your own products that way. And we've even seen that kind of with, you know, the pandemic, I think, has put a big spotlight on that as well, is the more things we can find right here or close to home, or the closer we can make it to where you're making and distributing the product, is vital so you know what's coming, so the customers can expect the same type of consistency and quality of products. I love that. I love the approach. Jordan, we're talking with Jordan over at Yahara Bay Distillers, kind of wrapping up things here in a little bit. But Jordan, you mentioned the tasting room. What are your hours right now? When can people come in and kind of taste the product and sample things?
Sure. So our retail hours are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're always open 9 till 3. Friday, we open at 9 a.m. and we go all the way. You can go all the way through. We shut the lights out. It's one of the hidden joys of us being our own in-house distillery, is that we can sell past the 9 p.m. curfew. It's a fun little loophole that we get to take advantage of in the distillery code. So if you're with us, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, you can, and you want to take a bottle home with you, you're able to. So like I said, Friday, 9 a.m. all the way to we shut the lights off, usually around 10, 10:30. And then every Saturday, I'm on my way in there now. So we'll be in about 1 o'clock, and same deal, about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock when we turn the lights off, you're able to come in and get any cocktails, any samples, any bottles, whatever you need. If it's in the building, we got you.
So Jordan, tell people, as we're talking with Jordan Smith over at Yajara Bay Distillery, what are some of the most popular items, most popular things you guys supply people?
I would say our four-year whiskey is our biggest one. I call that the keep the lights on product. That's the one that we're selling the most of. Our four-year bourbon is a very, very, very good product. It's one that I recommend to anybody. It's our most versatile product as well, in my opinion. If you're looking to drink it just on its own, mix it with a little something, or if you're trying to make a full-on cocktail to impress somebody, it plugs in all those spots. Other than that, I think our biggest seller is, it's called Third Gear. We make a product that's an all-in-one bottled old fashioned, and that sells like gangbusters also. We got the traditional brandy, we got bourbon, rye, and even an apple brandy. We threw a little curveball, but it's a big seller right there. And it's all in one. It's got the full old fashioned. You just got to add your own Sprite or soda or whatever you want to top it off with to give it a little bubble flair. But otherwise, you could go straight out of the bottle with it, and people absolutely love that one.
Jordan Smith, Yajara Bay Distillers, thanks for your time and thanks for being on the program and what you guys do.
Appreciate it, Jason. Thanks.
We'll be back for more Let's Get Local right after this. I wanna dance in the dark. Come on, we gonna light up the night. Come on, I wanna dance in the dark. Come on, we gonna light up the night. Under dove dance in the middle of the night. Can see the night skies in the mirror of your eyes. If you gon' dance, make sure you got the rhythm. Make sure that beats with the rhythm. I wanna run wild in the middle of the night. Right under the moon, but it's glowing in the night. Nothing in between our skins but the rhythm. Make sure that your heart beats with the rhythm. The night time is the right time.
Like the creatures of the night. If you gon' dance, make sure you got the rhythm. Make sure that your heart beats with the rhythm. I wanna dance in the middle of the night. And see the night skies in the mirror of your eyes. If you gon' dance, make sure you got the rhythm. Make sure that your heart beats with the rhythm. The night time is the right time.
Hey, welcome in. Let's Get Local here. Jason Hafeman with you. Glad to be telling the stories of some of these local businesses like Yajara Bay, like Solidarity Realty. We are trying to connect with our next guest, but we're having a bit of a challenge here with technology. So I'm going to set you up here for a little bit more music, and I'll try to work through that. And if we can't pull it all together today with the systems, then what we'll do is just, work that guest in another upcoming show. Enjoy a little Soundgarden for you. In just a second, here's your Soundgarden.
Trust me.
Hey, welcome back into Let's Get Locals. We wrap up today's program. My apologies for the connection here to Studio Jewelers and Whitney, who we were going to talk with today. Whitney, we will reschedule. I promise you that. I'm really excited to talk with you about Studio Jewelers here in Madison, and also hear Whitney as a jewelry maker, your story. Love Studio Jewelers, and we will feature them on an upcoming program. So we will get that done here. Let's Get Local, and I promise you that. As you look forward, a couple of things, Dane, by local events to keep on your radar before we kind of sign off for today and transition over to Outside the Pizza Box. And some of those, of course, are Soups On. Soups On has been going on. It's really picking up. I think the cold weather is going to increase the number of soup orders here. But basically, that program is a way to support local restaurants by ordering soup through Dane by Local's website. You head to danebylocal.com. There are a variety of soups available each week, and you can place orders, and then for a Tuesday pickup is the time. So it's a fantastic opportunity for you to support local restaurants, have some great soup, and you know, stock up on some of that stuff because the soup is frozen. Get it home, make it as you like, and really experience some different types of soup that are you probably won't find just everywhere and anywhere. So we talked about it on the show before, Soups On, that's going on now. The other thing with Dane by Local is there is a breakfast meeting, virtual and in person, at the Dane County Humane Society. That is taking place on Tuesday morning, open to the public, open to members. Anyone to join, you can head to Dane by Local's homepage, danebylocal.com, and find out about that as well. That's a great way to connect with the organization, see what it's all about. There's going to be a presentation there. There'll be members there. You'll get an opportunity to learn and hear from a lot of different people. So it's pretty fun to kind of connect over that in addition. Lastly, with Dane by Local is the Passport Program, which we featured and talked about here on this show in the past. The Passport Program going on now. Again, if you look up the Dane by Local Passport or the Holiday Passport, you can find a listing of businesses all around the community who, if you go into them, their shops, you spend $10, you submit a copy of the receipt to Dane by Local, you get entered for free prize drawings every week. Every week. Gift cards to local businesses, all kinds of things at local businesses that you can experience and get the prize drawings for free and pick up some great gifts in the process, maybe for yourself, maybe for people for the holidays, all that good stuff. danebylocal.com, your connection point for local. Thanks for joining us today on the show. Thanks to our wonderful guests, Dr. Richard June of Isthmus Eye Care, Darcy Haber, Solidarity Realty, Jordan Smith of Yahara Bay Distillers. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week on Devil Radio.